All right, kids, gather around. It is time for the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. This was Tuesday's show, February 25th. In a nutshell, we started out by talking Neil Young's tour. He's looking to switch things up a bit. Netflix also has switched things up a bit, although John and I are still suffering the same problem. The Comfort Food Fest is approaching. We had more info for that today than hit the phones for Pardon Me. With the rash of presidential pardons recently, we got to thinking, who would we single out from pop culture? People we feel are unfairly treated by the masses. Who would we pardon given the power? Song Stories today featured the Eagles and comedian Paula Poundstone. Remember her? She was back on the phone, and this is what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
Neil has decided he's going back out on the road with Crazy Horse. They're okay. Going to do the Crazy Horse Barn Tour. And basically, posted this statement up on his archive page, right? And many of the old places we used to play are gone now, replaced by new coliseums that you have to book a year in advance, and we don't want to play that way, right? That's not the way that we play, Young explains. He goes on to say, it sounds like too much of a real job and when you have to book something a year in advance. They want to go out on the road now. Right. You know, and they don't want to, you know, and if they tried to get into most of these places, like he says, it takes about a year before you could get the space because everything's already booked in there. And he doesn't want to play any of the new larger arenas. He says they're largely soulless. These buildings cost a fortune to play in. We want to play in a couple of months because we feel this is us. It feels like our regular job. Right?
They're looking for barns? It's a barn tour?
No. They're looking.
I was going to say, I got a few for you.
They're looking for older venues. Like they're willing to play Madison Square Garden because, I mean, that's 40, 50 years old at this point.
Okay, so what's the wait list on that? 2 years? I mean, Billy's got it for a year and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, has he not paid attention for the last 30 years as the industry has become that?
Well, remember, it's Neil. Just because something's happening in the world doesn't mean he has to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
All right? You know, but he wants to play there, wants to play the Forum in Los Angeles, the Chicago Arena, the Cow Palace in San Francisco. I mean, these are like old established buildings. I don't even know what he would play in Philadelphia.
Yeah, seriously. Try to open the truck again or something.
I mean, he could play the Met, even though it's new. It's an old building.
Yeah, you know, you got that.
Listen, he's a brand new American citizen. He should be busting it out at the Constitution Center.
So that's it.
Wrap yourself in the flag and rock out a little, Neil. Come on.
Go, Neil.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, John DiBella rocks you all right.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Netflix is now revealing its top 10 movies and TV shows. So when you go there, right, you know, you could see a list of this is what everybody worldwide, this is our number one.
Oh, so current top 10, not okay.
Yeah, current top 10, not for all time. There'll be an overall list that gives you the most popular things on Netflix, and then they'll have a separate top 10 list for movies and for TV, and some of it will be national.
Okay.
Right, because I don't care what they're watching in India.
Sure.
Right, you know. But is it
some Bollywood stuff's pretty good, though.
All right. But is it just me? I feel like I spend more time trying to find out what I want to watch on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I scroll more than I watch. Yep, absolutely. I mean,
you know, and then on one of my systems, one of my Apple TVs is an older Apple TV, so I got to go through. It's not like the new updated format of Netflix, so you got to sit there and it's like a line of 50 damn movies or something. You got to go past each one before you get to the end and go, oh, here's the other 10,000.
Right.
Right?
And you got to do your homework.
And you got to sit there and it's like, most times I just go to sleep, you know? It's like, okay.
Friday night, absolutely.
Right.
I don't finish anything.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Steve just showed me a book that is in the children's section of which library was it?
Upper Moreland Free
Upper
Library.
Upper Moreland Free Library of who is Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen, yeah.
And it's all like cartoon characters and this one little body with this giant Bruce Springsteen head.
Apparently
on it.
It's a whole series.
It's part of a series of famous people, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they all have giant heads?
They all have giant heads?
Yes.
And cartoon bodies?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw him in concert. His head wasn't that big.
46 degrees outside, cloudy with rain today. The temperature getting to 49. It's Fat Tuesday. Is today Fasnacht Day as well?
Ooh,
is that the same thing?
I'm always unclear on that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hence the fat.
Yeah. And it's also National Pancake Day, which I think is just a coincidence that it fell today.
All right.
I don't think pancakes have anything
to do with it. It's a flattened
Fasnet. That's what it is, without a hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, as long as we're talking food, let's talk about the Comfort Food Fest. It is just a week from today. Next Tuesday night, March 3rd, it's going to be happening at Rivers Casino on DeBelaware Avenue. We are hoping that you are going to be there with us. I hope that you got invites to it, because basically it comes down to these chefs can only cook so much. So we usually have about 300 people. It's the only exclusive thing we do, and not because we want it to be exclusive, but because, you know, feeding 300 people for free is, you know, is difficult on all these restaurants. But boy, we've got great restaurants this year. Tradesman's back, the people who won last year. Hugo Frog's Bar and Chop House, Harvest Seasonal Grill, Butcher and Singer is in this year. Cool. Jose Garces's new restaurant, the Old Bar, is here as well. Stove and Tap, the Mushaloo, is going to be in on it. Just a lot of restaurants. We would love to have you there as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, I've got a question for everybody this morning. I started talking about this earlier, and it's open to everyone. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It is the habit of presidents that when they get into the fourth year of their presidency, they start to pardon people,
okay,
commute sentences, right, things like that. It's been happening for as long as I can remember, right? Whether they're running again or not, doesn't matter. You get to that fourth year, and they just start pardoning people left and right. If you could pardon anybody for anything they did, if it was in your power to pardon anybody for anything they did, right? You know, it could be a family member for some reason. Yeah. It could be, you know, maybe an actor or an actress. I'll give you an idea.
Okay.
If I could pardon anybody in the world, I would pardon Pete Rose.
Oh,
after what happened with the Astros, yeah. I'm sorry. End the ban up from baseball. You know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, right? Yeah, he did something stupid, but he didn't bet on his own team, did he?
No, it's other teams.
He was betting on baseball. Yep. That's all, you know. So, you know, okay. So that's where I am with that. All right,
that's a good one. Oh, right. He may have bet on his team, but never to lose. I think always to win.
Okay,
which is probably stupid. I would go with Adam Sandler now, and I say Adam
Sandler.
Only a specific years of Adam Sandler. So let's say 2011 Adam Sandler through 2017, and really, so the Netflix years of Adam Sandler.
I see.
You know, the movie Zookeeper, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, Blended.
Well, and especially
Pixels.
Especially Jack and Jill.
Yeah, right. Where he's doing the Mike Myers thing where he's playing multiple characters.
Right, him and his sister or something like that.
Wasn't Pacino in that?
Right,
probably.
He doesn't get pardoned for being in that, but Adam Sandler gets pardoned from 11 to 17.
Who'd you go with, Dave?
I'm going with Kanye West.
And hear me out.
Hear me out. He is America's last rock star. Okay, whether you like it or not, he's one of the only, if not the only artist that still takes actual chances. He doesn't care what people think. He's not a conformist in any way. That was the old school rock and roll way. Piss people off. Be different. Be ambitious. Don't be vanilla. He's even collabed, don't forget, with a Beatle.
Okay.
Who said working with him was very akin to the Sgt. Pepper's era in terms of experimentation. Four beautiful kids, married 6 years. Get off his back. He's the man.
Uh-huh. Here's my only problem with that.
Okay.
All right. He'll just keep being that. You're not pardoning him from doing it. It's just going to continue.
People hate on him unfairly.
Okay.
He's getting pardoned.
You have anybody, Cindy?
I would retroactively pardon Martha Stewart because... What? I do not think she deserved to go to jail.
For insider trading?
She
didn't have enough money to begin with?
She had an agreement with her stockbroker.
Right. I'll give you information before anybody else has it. That was the agreement.
She's so classy and crafty, and you can tell when she's doing interviews, when she gets angry at people, she doesn't hide her like disdain.
Okay. She's got you hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, something. She's got her good. She's probably home, scrapbooking now while in between traffic reports. So what's it for you, folks? If you could pardon anybody for anything, it could be a family member, it could be a celebrity, it could be me. I probably have done something that pissed you off over the years. We're asking the question, if anyone in the world, just like presidents do in the fourth year of their presidency, has been going on for as long as I can remember, presidents hit their fourth year and they start pardoning people. If you had the power to pardon anybody for anything they ever did, Who would you pardon? Steve's going with
Adam Sandler, 2011 through 17.
You know, right? the Netflix years. Right? Oh, I'm going with Pete Rose. Dave is going with Kanye West. I just have a hard time with that one, Dave.
A lot of people do.
He's one of the people I love to hate.
No, you shouldn't.
Which in itself is a topic.
Artists like him make me know Tipper Gore didn't win.
Okay. Well, okay, you got that. You got me on that one.
Good. Yeah, but got, recent Dee Snider, maybe she did win.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Don't bring that up.
So what's it for you if you could pardon it? It could be a family member for all we know. All right, if you can pardon anybody for anything, who is it? What would it be? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. And the late Glenn Frey told us that when him and Don Henley were on a roll as songwriters, it was around the time that they were doing their fourth album, One of These Nights. And for him, the proof was in the title song.
One of These Nights is personally one of my favorite records that the Eagles ever made. I thought it was an interesting combination of sort of Philadelphia kind of chords, but yet with fuzz guitars. And so it was kind of an electric R&B song. It's one of my personal favorites, especially the high vocals that Randy Meisner did at the end.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now go to the queen of comedies, House of Cats, the one and only Paula Poundstone. Hiya, Paula.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good.
Is it still Paula Poundstone's House of Cats?
It is. Well, I have 12 cats. The census is down a little bit. And I have two big dogs.
Uh-huh.
I got a golden retriever Newfoundland mix puppy.
Oh, you've got a hair show growing at your house.
Honestly, I sleep with the dogs. I wake up in the morning and they're like, you can actually surf on the drifts of hair that I've gathered just from, like, nightly.
Wait till the drool starts. The drool is the next phase. You got to go out and buy yourself a spatula.
I don't think he's enough, although I'm drooling.
Okay.
I don't think she's enough Newfoundland that we have the drool thing. I mean, I'm told she's part Newfoundland. People always say, "Did you rescue her?" Like, like not from a tree. No, I got her. There was a person that had her, and I took her. The training's coming really well, by the way.
Yeah,
I throw the ball, and she doesn't get it, and then I do. I had my other dog, we were walking one day, and a woman on the street that was having some mental health problems, she didn't know me, but she just sort of started screaming at me and spitting at me, and my other dog is part German Shepherd, and he just cowered behind my legs. And I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. At least I have the answer. Thank you. I appreciate the honesty.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
And these days, don't you just long for someone to be honest with you?
Just one. Just one person. All right. If you could pardon someone, anybody in the world, from whatever it is they did, who would you pardon?
They
don't even have to be in jail. It's like for me, I'd pardon Pete Rose. After what the Astros did, Pete Rose was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's time we clear Nixon's name. You know, given everything, you know, frankly, Charles Manson's starting to look kind of charming. You know, I think the swastika on the head. Imagine being Charles Manson's lawyer and you go to meet with him in jail, right? And you find the swastika on his head. I'm out of options, Charles. Not your worst idea, but.
And after he did it, it became very popular. We're constantly seeing criminals who have things tattooed on their head. What was the recent one, Dave? What was the one from the other day?
Oh, crime pays.
Crime pays.
Across the forehead.
Right, right.
Oh, someone wrote crime pays?
Right.
Tatted it.
Right. Tatted it across his forehead. And that was the picture we saw at his mugshot.
Wow.
So you've got all of these animals. How many human animals are in the house now? Has your daughter
it's
left?
It's just me.
You're kidding?
It's just me. I wander around like Hearst in... wait, what was the movie?
Citizen Kane.
Oh, wow. That was good. Now, I don't know if I'm older than you. I assume I am. I don't know if it's an age thing either. But sometimes my word recall, like, that was fast that you got Citizen Kane. And I don't Google things because I'm afraid that if I don't use my own brain, eventually it's not going to work at all. And, like, my daughter, like I said to her one day, I go, oh, who's that actor, that the handsome guy? He was in Grapes of Wrath. It starts with an S. And then I was like, and then I came up with it myself. I said Gregory Peck.
But he wasn't in Grapes of Wrath.
No, I didn't mean Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mean To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. But this is my point.
I see.
This is how I communicate now. Well, that and a tapping sound.
Well, the guys will tell you that me getting Citizen Kane, that was a rarity. That was a miracle. I would have been sitting here going, for a
really?
Long period
was
of time.
It?
Yes.
Was that it for the day?
Not for the week.
like how a cheetah can run 90 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But he can only do it once a day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't get his kill then...
Yeah.
John's already fluffing his pillow. He needs a nap.
So that was it.
Yeah,
that
was it.
You were here for the highlights.
Have a great day, Paul.
See you. Well, it was impressive. Not only that, but I said Grapes of Wrath and... can't even get the right movie, let alone it's a problem.
Well, Paula Poundstone is appearing at the Miriam Theater on March 7th. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. Paula, it is always a pleasure. I'm glad to hear from you. Thank you so much for checking in.
It was nice talking with you. Thank you very much.
It's time once again for...
The John DiBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DiBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We started talking about this, and a lot of people are sitting on the phones right now because they want to answer our question. If you could pardon anyone in the world, just like the president gets to do, every president does it in the last year of their presidency, whether they're running for re-election or not. They get into that fourth year, start pardoning people left and right. Who would you pardon? I'm going with Pete Rose myself, right? You're going
Adam Sandler, the Netflix years, 11 through 17.
Okay. And Dave is going with?
America's last rock star, Kanye West.
Okay. And, okay, well, that's
I made Dave's a great case. Check the podcast later.
He did make a great case for it earlier this morning. All right, let's go to Drew and see what Drew has to say. Good morning, Drew. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I am doing damn fine. All right, if you could pardon anybody in the world, who would you pardon?
Andy Reid when he was in Philadelphia.
I think he's been pardoned, to tell you the truth.
There's still some people in the city who hold a grudge against him and didn't want him to win that Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I am fully in agreement, Drew. Andy started this Eagles run that they're on for the last 20 years.
Yeah, if it would only run the ball more.
Don't get me started.
Rudy, who do you want to pardon?
I want to pardon President Nixon.
I believe Gerald Ford did that.
That's right.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. Right. Time to open up the history books again, Rudy.
What were you up to in the 70s?
Glenn, who are you going to pardon? If you could pardon anyone in the world.
He didn't really go to prison, so I got to change my answer to Paul McCartney.
What are we pardoning McCartney for?
Well, he went to prison for 9 days, I believe, for drug possession.
Okay, you're concentrating on actual crimes. All right. Yes, Paul McCartney went to prison for 9 days in Japan. It wasn't really prison. It was kind of like stay in your hotel room.
I don't know how he's going to get a job with that on his record.
I don't know. It's going to be really tough. Sharon?
It would be, and don't judge me when I say the name, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, but, no.
What?
No. We're judging you.
Of all
days? We're judging you. Right. How could you possibly?
When I saw the list of women and I saw Gwyneth, my candle smells like my vagina, Paltrow on the list, I'd like to pardon him for that one.
Sharon, 90 women came out against him. Right. 90!
He just walked out of court without his cane the other day.
Yeah, no, his walker.
That's one. I'm not pardoning all, just one.
Wow.
You are basically Bane from Batman.
So she's pardoning him for
Gwyneth.
For Gwyneth. Right?
He had to have a lot
of
alcohol.
You are seriously out of sync with this show.
Don't get this lady on my jury.
All right.
Tom, who do you want to pardon?
Randy Quaid.
Randy Clay?
Quaid. Randy Quaid.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
Randy? Yeah.
You can't help being crazy.
All right, what part of Randy are you pardoning? Because he is a Looney Tune.
I know, but he's a great actor, so I like
to see him. That's great. That's relaxing. Right. My cousin Eddie.
Right. Anybody can stand in a bathrobe pumping poo into a sewer. Okay, Phil, so who's it for you? Who would you pardon if you could?
Lance Armstrong from 99 to 2005.
How come?
Well, every rider in the pro peloton had the opportunity to dope. They could have. Same thing with steroids.
Hold on a second. We all have the ability to rob a bank, but we don't. Right?
Well,
just because the rest of them didn't use steroids or whatever the hell it was he was doping himself with, I don't know if that's really logical.
Well, I don't know. His performance still was pretty amazing. How much percent of it was the drugs or not, who knows?
The thing is, he was a real jerk when he got caught.
You know, for me, being the Olympic freak that I am.
His reasoning, everybody else could have done it.
Right.
That's a little out there.
That's just not going to cut it. Okay, Bill, if you could pardon anybody, who would it be?
Yoko Ono.
That's a tough one for me because I actually apologized to Yoko Ono once on the air for probably the wise-ass things that I said over the years and told her she didn't deserve it. And her response was, okay.
Bill, what's your address? I would like to have the FBI come and have a chat with you.
It is 1 Presidential Plaza.
What's your reasoning? I'm curious.
Well, I think we've heard over the years, and I think more historians have come out saying, basically, it was John, really, that wanted to break out. I think he found himself and said, you know what, I don't want to be a mop top anymore. I just want to be me and just be able to sing whatever and not worry about what the other three guys have to say.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm in finance.
You work in an office with a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. How would you feel if somebody you had to deal with every day, work intimately with, brought his wife in with him every day?
It would all depend on what she looked like.
All right, she looked Yoko like Yoko Ono. Ono.
Yes. Oh, all right, never mind.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.